This is an anecdotal podcast, and all the acts, views, anecdotes, ideas, comments, opinions, and statements expressed are solely those of the host and the guest, and are personal opinions or may be fictionalized to preserve the privacy and integrity of the persons concerned. Reliance Retail Limited or TERA does not subscribe to or endorse the same. None of the statements or comments expressed in the podcast are meant to defame, denigrate, or hurt sentiments of any person, religious group, community, institution, nationality, profession, or any class of persons, gender, class, religion, in any manner. Any decision and or acts of the viewers based on the content of the podcast shall be entirely at their discretion and free will, and Reliance Retail Limited or TERA shall not be liable or responsible in any manner whatsoever.
TERA presents
What the Hell Navya?
Welcome back to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by TERA, India's newest beauty shopping experience. We're all about having open and honest conversations, and that's why today we are going to be talking about age versus experience. Now, this is something I have been dying to talk about because I feel as a 25-year-old that I've had the age card pulled on me many times, especially, you know, when it's come to work. And I think that's what a lot of other young people feel too. And I also have a bone to pick with the older generation who sometimes feel that our inexperience is a sign of or a lack of wisdom or knowledge, which I don't necessarily agree with. And that's why I have two very wise and very knowledgeable and very experienced women with me who I'm going to talk to about this and ask them what they feel and what they think as people who are older than me and from a different generation about the youth today. So let's jump right into the episode. Well, hello. Welcome.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Whatever time of day it is.
We're doing very well.
That's great. I have lots to say about this topic.
Please shoot.
I'll start. I think the reason why I want to discuss this topic with you both is because I work in a field where I'm talking about a lot of serious issues. People often say that I'm too young to be doing that because I don't have the experience or I don't have the knowledge or I don't have...
Experience and knowledge are two different things.
Yeah, that I said it as two different things. But I don't think I'm too young to be doing what I do. I also don't think that experience is necessarily a criteria or a tick mark that you need to have to stand for something that you believe in. If I believe in standing up for women, I don't need to have maybe 40 or 50 years of experience to say that this is wrong and this is right.
Is tarah ki soch ko apne andar lana aur is tarah ki soch ke upar kaam karna uske liye experience ki zarurat nahi hoti hai. वो दिल और दिमाग की बात होती है और आप जो कह रहे हैं और जो आपको कह रहे हैं उनसे कहो कीप क्वाइट. तो ये सब बातें आप सुन के अनसुना कर दीजिए और जो आप कर रही है बहुत अच्छा काम कर रही है और उसको आप करते रहिए और जोर से करिए.
पर आपको क्यों लगता है कि इन जनरल सोसाइटी या जो समाज की सोच ऐसी क्यों है कि जो छोटे हैं उनके पास एक्सपीरियंस नहीं है तो उन्हें कुछ करना नहीं चाहिए, उनको चुप बैठना चाहिए, उनको पढ़ाई करके नौकरी लेनी चाहिए, उसके बाद 20 साल बाद अगर उनके पास कुछ
गलत
विचार हो तो ही वो एक्सप्रेस कर सकते हैं.
नहीं, गलत सोच है. आप जो कर रही हैं बिल्कुल सही कर रही हैं. आपकी तरह ऐसे सुविधा में पैदा हुए लड़के लड़कियों को भी और भी ज्यादा करना चाहिए. अगर वो करेंगे तभी ये समाज बदलेगा, सोच बदलेगी. आप इसको बिल्कुल दिल में मत लेना.
नहीं, मैं कभी कभी लेती हूँ क्योंकि
कुछ तो लोग कहेंगे,
you know,
लोगों का काम है कहना.
You know, Navya, now when I'm at, like if I'm at the airport, I'm traveling somewhere, or if I'm at a mall or at a shop, you know, doing something, so many young people come up to me and I think they're going to say, you know, we're fans of your father, your brother, your mother. But they say, we love Navya, we listen to Navya's podcast, we listen to her on Instagram, and we love what she's doing. So I think, you know, maybe young people relate to young people more than they would to an older person. So it's so important that if you want to reach the youth, because they are going to eventually be the change makers and they are the future.
Yeah.
When you're speaking to somebody, you have to speak to them
in their language.
In their language, yeah. Basically. So they will relate more to you than if I say something. And I think looking at you, other young girls may feel that this is also something I can do. Age, I don't think it has any bearing. If you are passionate about and you know what you're talking about, it's something you feel strongly about, you should go for it. Like this Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of young kids are inspired by her because she's a young girl.
Yeah, and
she's
I,
and she's on a world platform. I mean, sometimes she's having arguments with like world leaders who are much, much older than her and have maybe decades more experience, but she's speaking more sense than them.
Experience अच्छा होता है जब किसी उलझी हुई बात को सुलझाना हो. कोई चीज बिगड़ जाए उसको किस तरह से एक्सपीरियंस सॉल्व कर सकता है, मगर इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि यूथ नहीं कर पाता.
मुझे लगता है स्पेशली सोशल मीडिया पे अगर हम इन चीजों के बारे में ज्यादा बात करें, क्योंकि आज हमारे देश में बहुत सारे लोगों के पास स्मार्टफोन है, इंटरनेट है, वाईफाई है, सब लोग इंस्टाग्राम देखते हैं, यूट्यूब देखते हैं. अगर हम ये कॉन्वर्सेशन हमारे सोशल नेटवर्क पे या हमारे सोशल मीडिया पे नहीं करें तो कौन करने वाला है? क्योंकि हम सबसे ज्यादा परसेंटेज यूसेज इस 20 या 30 के बीच में होता है, यू नो. सो आई रियली फील स्ट्रांगली दैट वी हैव टू ब्रिंग दीज कॉन्वर्सेशंस टू द फोरफ्रंट, एंड द ओनली वे टू डू दैट इज टू यूज आवर इंडिविजुअल प्लेटफॉर्म एंड वॉइसेस टू एक्सप्रेस व्हाट वी फील.
सही बात है. देखिए, हम लोग जब आपकी उम्र के थे ये सही था कि बहुत सी चीजों पे तुमको कुछ नहीं मालूम है.
अभी भी बोलते
तुमको कुछ नहीं मालूम है, तुम बहुत छोटी हो, तुमको क्या मालूम. मगर आज की यूथ को आप नहीं कह सकते.
इफ वी डोंट टेक दैट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू चेंज सोसाइटी एंड चेंज द माइंडसेट और चेंज द टाइम्स एंड बी इन्वॉल्व इन डिसीजंस, वेदर इट्स एट अ गवर्नमेंट लेवल, वेदर इट्स एट अ पर्सनल लेवल और वेदर इवन इन अ प्रोफेशनल लेवल. यस मदर, एनी कमेंट्स एंड थॉट्स?
ऑफ कोर्स आई थिंक दैट यू नो एज शुड नॉट हैव अ बेयरिंग ऑन what you do or what you have, you know, your activism or whatever it is. But it's also reverse. This is a 20-year-old, they should be doing this. But a 50-year-old should not be doing this.
Wo bhi galat hai.
That is also wrong. If it's okay for a young person to do something and make a change, then it's okay for an older person also.
Yeah.
So it should, that reverse ageism is not correct also, which is actually also a very big stigma. And especially for women, after a certain age, they're considered redundant, even in offices and all. You know, you as the people start getting older, you start laying them off.
I feel at least today, looking at you, looking at Nana, looking at, you know, I feel that you're over a certain age, you're adapting to the current
Absolutely.
times, and I think that's
Karna
such a beautiful thing.
Nahin, because, peeche rah jayenge.
Yeah, and I feel that it can't be easy for you all to, you know, suddenly now see all of these new things happening. But I think the fact that you're so willing to adapt and to change with the times is great, and I appreciate that. But do you think that the more mistakes we make, the more experience we get in life?
Of course.
If you're always getting everything right and doing everything well, then you don't learn from that. You may grow, but you don't really learn.
Yeah.
Where I feel experience is more important than age is when you've lived life, you've seen things.
Thehrao ke liye.
You understand certain human natures which don't really ever change. So, you know, when you're telling somebody, you're telling a child, especially a parent is telling a child, you know,
be careful.
A lot of times children don't wish to listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell my children, this is what
they
I
don't
think.
Listen,
and if you don't listen, I'm not going to keep drilling it in. I'm not going to say you can't do it. You must do it. You must do it. You must fail at it. If you're successful, then I'll learn the lesson. If you fail, you learn the lesson. That's my way of dealing with it. At the end of the day, I honestly feel everybody has their own life, and I can't expect my child to live their life the
Based
way I want,
you want,
I
yeah.
want them. So very often I see my children start here. I'm telling them something. They don't listen. Then they go. They get bump, 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 bump. And they come back here. And then they say grudgingly, yeah, mom, you were right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there are certain situations and times when experience is required or comes in handy.
You and hear a lot of people saying, I've been around for too long. I know how this works.
You are that person.
I've not been around for that long.
Say,
stop making me.
I've been around. I've seen life. I know what I'm
saying. I haven't
saying.
Seen as much life as maybe Nani has or Nana
more
has.
More than I have, certainly.
But yes, more than you have, certainly. Maybe they would have been more protective. I'm not that protective.
Shita, or... क्या है we were more protective because we didn't know any better.
Yes. I mean, today my son comes out of the blue.
That's how we were brought up. You have been brought up differently. Your children, you will bring up
even more differently.
Even more differently.
I mean, a lot of times people don't learn from other people's experiences. They have to learn from their own experiences. You have to give your children a chance to make those mistakes. It's like literally putting your children out there or letting them go and find their own path is like taking your heart out and putting it on the table. Because your every instinct is, I don't want them to get hurt. This is maybe not a right person. This is maybe not a right direction they're going in. But it's very difficult to say, okay, I let you do it.
But you can see,
I think it's the best thing you can do for your child is let your child make their own mistakes. Because they will gain
experience. I'm certainly making mine.
No, but that's okay. I mean,
no, but
as long as you learn, you make mistakes, you don't learn from them. That's not a positive reinforcement of a negative situation.
But of course, as a culture, we have this concept of ki bado ki izzat karni chahiye aur bade jo bolte hain hamesha sahi bolte hain, wo kabhi galat nahi bolte. But
kyun bolte hain Navya? Ye sochna zaruri. Kyun? Wo isliye bolte hain ki unka experience kehta hai ye galat ho raha hai.
ऐसे भी सिचुएशंस हो सकते हैं जहाँ पे शायद बड़ों ने कुछ गलती की हो और वो हमेशा सही नहीं हो सकते और अगर बच्चे जो घर के जो बच्चे हैं अगर वो कुछ बोल रहे हैं बड़ों को तो दैट इज ऑलवेज टेकन एज डिसरिस्पेक्ट कि दे आर गोइंग अगेंस्ट द वर्ड ऑफ द एल्डर्स
बट इट डिपेंड्स ऑन हाउ यू से
आई थिंक कम्युनिकेशन इज द की पॉइंट हियर आई थिंक
कम्युनिकेशन इज द की फॉर एवरीथिंग इन लाइफ इफ यू कैन कम्युनिकेट वेल व्हाट योर इंटेंशन इज You're sorted.
Yeah.
But I don't agree. I feel I have learned so much from my kids. You know, when I argue with them or I fight with them, which it very often happens, a lot of times they'll tell me things about my own nature and my own personality that they don't like or that they have not liked. It gives me so much insight into myself that, oh, okay, this is something that greatly disturbed my child. And that's why now today I'm fighting with them in this way. And they're not wrong. I feel that young people can really turn around and say, this is where you guys went wrong, or this is what we don't like what you did, or these are systems you set up that don't agree with us. And it will cause a massive churning, but that churning is required, according to me.
Do you feel that as well?
See, human nature jo hota hai na, Navya, first reaction hota hai, kaise baat kar rahe hain, dekho.
Yeah.
Hum keh rahe hain, humko itna tajurba hai, ya humko sikha rahe hain, aaj ke bachche. मगर उस इंस्टिंक्ट को अगर कंट्रोल करें और उनकी बात सुने सुनना बहुत जरूरी आप सुने उसके ऊपर आपको जो करना है आप करें
बट आई ऑल्सो सी दिस लाइक स्टेरियोटाइप ऑलवेज पुट ऑन मे बी यंगर पीपल दैट ओ मेरे जनरेशन के जो बच्चे अगर वो अभी तक पता नहीं उन्हें कि क्या करना है करियर में या पढ़ाई करके अभी
आगे क्या करना
अभी तक सोच रहे हैं उनको पता नहीं है they're not sure they're still navigating it's always said कि अरे they're lost you know they're young and they're lost but वो सेम चीज कभी शायद बड़ों के बारे में नहीं बोली जाती है क्योंकि ऐसा बहुत होता है कि शायद 50 साल की उम्र में लोग जॉब छोड़ देते हैं उनको कुछ और करना है लाइफ में they are also navigating their life in some way but it's
but
always
you're
that
always navigating darling
that's true
Navya my it experience tells me age. You are going to drop that coffee please oh. It's driving me crazy
okay,
put it in the right place
my
just flailing about like this I just feel you're going to knock it off on these white sofas
and she will
I know
have
she
some
will
faith in my
what an example what a fantastic example
yeah.
Now you understand
Because I value the experience and
Good.
Wisdom of my mother.
Good for you.
I listen
and
to her.
And also you have a lot of self-awareness you should have that what you are capable of, which is you will drop it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because you've done it 100 times.
But like you said, I never learn from my mistakes. I keep making them again and again.
You'll have to keep making them. Life
yeah,
will teach
well,
you.
I have.
Life will keep throwing this that
so,
stuff at you till
you
learn to
a mistake,
conquer it.
You learn, you experience,
yeah.
and then you become...
Wiser,
experienced.
And more experienced.
Exactly.
I feel my lesson in life is patience. I have no patience. And I keep getting into situations. What? What?
You agreed with you.
So I think those situations keep coming back to me where I need to
yeah.
have patience. Until I learn it, I'll keep having to face the same
yeah,
hurdles, the
it's
same
that
hurdles.
Saying that if life is trying to teach you kindness, it will put you in situations,
yeah,
you know, where
people are not kind to you
and you're forced to be kind. Or if any lesson you're trying to learn, you're going to be faced with the opposite of that situation so that you have a chance.
Navya talks without taking a breath. It drives.
I slowed down though.
It's like, da, 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 da. Sometimes I see when
and
I hear.
Doesn't end the
yeah, when I see her interviews or I hear all the gyan she's giving on Instagram.
I have a lot of gyan.
No, 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 no.
Because I feel I have
modulation. There's no full stop. There's no comma. There's
nothing.
Because
I'll tell you why. Because
it's a runaway.
Because of this exact reason why you keep getting interrupted. So you feel like you have to.
Navya, I want to say something.
10-second window you
no,
have to
I
say something.
I want to say something. Don't have us on this show then if you don't want to
I'm
get
not
interrupted.
Saying you, I'm saying in general when
And
you're
then
talking.
She'll always be like, this,
little stop finger, making fun
this,
of
this,
me.
this, even when she
What is
gives,
the name of the show?
What the hell, Navya?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's always like this. And no full stop, no comma.
But you
nothing.
Also do this. Shweta.
No, I don't do this.
Yes, you
Shweta,
do.
You
Mama,
do
Mama, what do you do? This.
Yeah.
You do this. Mama talks like this.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Shweta, you do.
Yeah,
I
do
not.
You listen to us. Experience.
Yes, we are experiencing you talking. We know how you talk.
You are both delusional.
And then it's not like this. It's
At least I'm elegant.
No. No. It's like this. It is. I'm telling you.
I've enjoyed. Okay. Do you look up to or admire anyone who's younger than you?
Oh, yes.
And for what reason?
Many reasons.
You can't say me.
I wasn't going to.
Oh.
No, I wasn't.
I thought she was going to say.
I just find young people so brave. They just go out there and they're so confidently. They put themselves. I can't put myself out there. I just can't do it.
But
I find it so hard.
A person, because she's the opposite.
No, but
she's not.
She's not a normal, like, you know, it's not normal for her age. She's a. No, I didn't say normal in a bad way. I meant what I'm trying to say is she's not a regular. Most people aren't like her.
Yeah.
But I just find your generation, pretty much everyone, they're so, you tell them to speak publicly, they are so confident and brave. I find that so incredible. You know, they're not afraid of putting themselves out there. And if they fail, they take it on the chest and they move on and they go on to something else. Yeah, okay, we didn't get this right. We failed, okay. But people, like, I feel maybe there was so much, oh God, and how do we get ourselves back up? I mean, here they have startups. People are investing. It goes bust. Okay, they start something else. You're not defined by your failures at all. But I think in my generation, in your generation, a lot of people were defined by their failures. And it became like a stigma and it stayed with them, you know, which is not right. I still don't have that confidence.
But you know, Shweta, it's so nice that you're saying it and you're accepting it. But a lot of people who can't do it, don't have it, but you know, want to prove, oh, they know everything. They want to.
Yeah.
It's the most irritating character of a human.
I'm so happy
it
that
just
there's something about me
completely.
That doesn't irritate you.
Yeah. No, but...
But thank you for the compliment, Mother.
Yes, I would take
what,
it.
I don't even
I
know
you.
What that expression is.
It's a... Just take it, because I'm giving you a compliment.
I'm taking it as a compliment to myself.
Oh. Back to Navya.
I think we are also open to all kinds of experiences. We throw ourselves into so many things, and I am an example of that because I do 100 things, and a lot of people are always like, you have to slowly do things, focus on one thing, then go to the next thing. But I feel like there's so much that I want to do, so much that I want to fix, so much that I want to say, and I feel like I don't have enough time to do it. So that's why
but maybe that's the way to do it, Navya.
I identify with it 100%.
Really?
I was like this.
Because I feel like, oh, I have
wanted
to do this.
To do so much.
Yeah.
मुझे ये भी करना है, मुझे उसको बदलना है, मुझे इसको ठीक करना है, मुझे I was like that.
I'm
but
like,
you are a little more hectic.
Yeah.
But my mind was, आज भी I have that. And let me tell you, for me, the best compliment that I can give the younger generation, yes, yeah, I can give the younger generation is, I love my friends. I enjoy spending time with them. But I enjoy spending time with younger generation
a
lot more.
Actually,
lot more. And I love sitting and listening to them. I love to see them interact. I mean, it's very stimulating for me.
I like doing the opposite. I like sitting with, like when your friends come,
Agastya
and me love to sit with them and just hear them talk.
But I don't think for the same reasons.
No, I mean, we're
I think
quite
her and yours are very different.
No, I'll tell you, I'm quite intrigued by
what they say, how they
like
think.
They have a very different perspective on life, and I find that quite interesting. I might completely disagree with them, but I still want to know why they, you know, why they're thinking that way or why they feel that way, and I find that very interesting. Okay, my last question to you is that if you were given a chance to go back to your 20s, are there certain experiences you would choose to rehab or or would you choose to remove those experiences from your life?
If I had an opportunity, I'd want to be born today.
Oh, that's a good one.
There are more challenges.
If I had to relive my 20s, I would like to study more, educate myself more on certain on things that I'm interested in. But I would definitely do that.
Well, we have reached our game. I'm going to read some quotes and you have to tell me if they're real or if ChatGPT has made them up.
Oh.
Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind it doesn't matter.
Yes, this is a quote.
Do you know by who?
No.
Mark Twain. The good news about getting older is you gain wisdom. The bad news is you forget where you put your glasses to read all that wisdom.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
So cheesy. ChatGPT is so cheesy.
It was a funny one. The only source of knowledge is experience.
Yes.
Yeah. It was Albert Einstein. I've reached the age where happy hour is a nap.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
It's the...
How do you know this?
Because they are so cheesy.
Okay. We don't stop playing because we grow old.
We grow old because we stop playing. It's a quote.
Well done, guys. You have beaten ChatGPT. Okay, now let's jump into Tira Talks. And today's question is actually for me. I am supposed to share what new thing about beauty I have learned from you guys.
Okay.
I think what I've learned from both of you when it comes to beauty is that less is more. I think that you both are not very...
Well, not me really today.
No, but you might be wearing a bright color, but I think in that sense, simplicity is something
well said.
You know, like, it's simple.
Nice.
Like, you both have taught me, I think, simplicity when it comes to beauty, whether it's with makeup, whether it's with the clothes you wear, and I think that...
I prefer style to fashion.
Yeah, I think you both have taught me that. I think that's something I've learned equally from the two of you. Okay, what do you think about, like, what about beauty do you think has stayed the same and what has changed?
Yeah, I think it's something that people say all the time that if you have a happy mind or if you're happy, then it glows and you glow and there's that thing. You know,
if you're happy inside, you're happy.
You're happy on the outside. So you always work on the inside and that's the best makeup you can wear or some such.
Well done, mother. A plus for that answer. Thank you for joining me on this episode. So that was our episode for today, and I hope that you enjoyed all the wisdom and knowledge and gyan that we threw at you. I know that I took a lot away from my mom and Nani's conversation today, and I think the biggest thing is that they actually really value the younger generation. They value what we have to say, and I think they find value in what we have to say and believe in as well. And I really appreciate that. Something that I was surprised by is that my Nani thinks that she would have wanted to be born in this generation. I wish she had. That would have been fun, I think. But overall, I think that it's important for us to make our mistakes because that's where we get all our experience from. So I hope that you guys continue doing that as well. And thank you so much for watching. A special thanks to Tira for making this possible. If you haven't checked them out yet, you can on tirabeauty.com. You can download their app or also visit their nearest store. Thank you.
You were listening to What the Hell Navya Season 2, presented by Tira. Showrunners, Matrix India Entertainment Consultants Private Limited. Produced by Audiomatic. Producers for Audiomatic, Avdhoot Khanolkar, Akanksha Kadam and Alham Patel. Original title track composed and produced by Dogeek. Performed by Navya Naveli Nanda and Dogeek. On location sound recordist Ashutosh Balsekar. Sound mix and master Shrijit Vijayan.